Hi, I'm Joyce Lam.
I'm Lucero Preciado.
I'm Giovanna Nogueira.
I'm Hasina Malik.
And today we're doing a podcast review on Good Will Hunting, directed by Gus Van Sant and released in 1996. It is about a boy from Southie Boston with a genius mind who is afraid to express it. With the help of a psychology professor and a math professor, he is able to embrace his talent while finding the love of his life.
Some characters in this movie are Will Hunting, Chucky, Skylar, Sean, and Professor Lambeau.
These characters fit a certain type of archetype. For example, Will Hunting is a poor guy with a gift. He's from Southie Boston, so a lot of people don't expect much from him, but he's really knowledgeable, but he's too scared to use it. I rate Will Hunting a 5 because to me he was very inspirational.
I rate Will Hunting a 4 because he was afraid to use his talent and embrace his potential.
I would rate Will Hunting a 5 as well because he just seems really cool and he helped teach a lesson.
I would rate Will Hunting a 4 because he had so much uncharted potential that he didn't really tap into.
Another character is Chucky, who's the loyal brother to Will. He just wanted the best for Will, even if it meant him being alone. I give Chucky a 5 too because he reminds me of my brother.
I give Chucky a 5 because he put his friends before himself, and that's really inspirational.
I also rate Chucky a 5 because he is really funny and he was just one of the best for Will and was just giving him wisdom.
I give Chucky a 5 as well because he was really loyal to his friends and he always was there for them no matter what.
There are many film tropes in this movie, such as the good girl falling in love with the bad boy. Since Skylar was like an ideal parents kid, going to Harvard and trying to get into medical school, while Will kept on getting arrested and was working as a janitor.
Another film trope in the movie is the fact that age and wisdom aren't synonymous. Professor Lambeau was studying for years and years to figure out math theorems, but he couldn't do it, and Will did it in 5 minutes.
Also, Will having abusive parents and being able to relate to someone else is a trope in this movie. Will was able to relate to Sean because they both had abusive parents. Will would get beat with a wrench and get cigarettes put out on him. And this allowed him to open up and talk to Sean because he felt comfortable knowing that Sean had felt the same things.
Another character is Skylar, who plays a love interest to Will Hunting. She is the girl who's different from most girls. I give Skylar a 4 because I really liked her and she was funny and cool.
I give Skylar a 4 because she wasn't really inspirational, but she did help Will.
I would rate Skylar a 4 as well because she was really funny, but she wasn't involved very much and she kind of tried to pull Will away.
I give Skylar a 4 because she pushed Will to take risks and move to California with her.
Another character is Sean, who plays the old wise guy or also the father figure to Will. I give Sean a 5 because he challenged Will and pushed him to his very best.
I also give Sean a 5 because he made Will realize how... I give Sean a 5 because he made Will feel like it was okay to be different and comfortable in the person that he is.
I also give Sean a 5 because he really helped Will discover who he was.
I also give Sean a 5 because he really got through to Will and didn't push him to do anything he didn't want to do, but also pushed him just the right amount that he needed to be pushed.
Another character is Professor Lambeau, who is the mentor. He basically shapes Will into what he couldn't be. And I give him a 3 because, I don't know, I don't really like him.
I also give him a 3 because he was kind of... He was really pushy towards Will and expected him to do everything that he wanted.
I also give Professor Lambeau a 3 because he just really pushed Will to do stuff that maybe he didn't want to do.
I give Professor Lambeau a 2 in terms of likability because he wasn't very likable and he really was just and was very forceful towards Will.
Favorite scenes was the scene when Will and the long blonde haired guy at the bar argue in front of Skylar. We really liked it because it showed how smart Will was and how he is loyal to his brother and would stand up to Chucky.
Colonies, especially in the southern colonies, could most aptly be characterized as agrarian pre-capital.
All right, of course that's your intention. Hang on, sir. You're a first-year grad student. You just got finished reading some Marxian historian, Pete Garrison, probably. You're going to be convinced of that till next month when you get to James Lemon. Then you're going to be talking about how the economies of Virginia and Pennsylvania were entrepreneurial and capitalist way back in 1740. That's going to last until next year.
Another scene that we like is when Chucky goes to pick up Will and finds that Will is no longer home. We like this scene because... Chucky wasn't mad at Will for leaving and instead was happy for him because he was going to be able to achieve his goal and use his talent.
Thank you. It's not there.
One scene that we like the least is when Skylar and Will argue. We don't like that because Will... Because Will got mad at her for no reason, and he just threw away his relationship for nothing.
Stab me! You don't want to hear that shit, Skylar!
Don't
tell me you want to hear that shit!
I want to hear it because I want to help you, because I want to be with...
Help me? What the fuck? What do I got, a fucking sign on my back that says save me?
No.
Do I look like I need that?
No, God, I just want to...
Another scene we didn't like was when Professor Lambeau was taking him to several therapists and Will wasn't taking it seriously. We didn't like that scene because it was for Will's own benefit to talk to the therapist, but he was messing around and wasn't taking it seriously.
Yes, we think this film is still relevant today because there are still many people who have a talent and they are afraid to use it and make it their career. We all give this film an 8 because for me, I wish that they showed Skylar more at the end and just... dragged out their love a little longer.
I gave it an 8 because I wish that we would have been able to see what Will will accomplish later on in his life.
I give it an 8 because I feel like I wanted more at the ending. I felt like it was very vague the way it left out.
I also give it an 8 because it wasn't really specific to what happened in the end. And the beginning was really great, and just the ending didn't match up.
The top 10 lessons we learned from the film was to use your talent and not be afraid to be who you truly are. And to also seek help from others, because Will was afraid to go to therapy, but in the end it really helped him.
Another lesson is that it's okay to go out of your comfort zone and to take chances, because without that, then your life won't be worth.
Another lesson is to follow your heart, because Will, at the end of the movie, chose to go with Skylar than to get his career. Be grateful for what you have, and love is loving others more than you love yourself. Just like how Chucky looked out for his friends.
Another lesson is that education can come from anywhere, because Will, he didn't really go to college or anything, but he was still incredibly smart. And also, fear pushes away love. We see this with Will and Skylar, because Will is too scared because Will is too afraid to fall in love and be in a committed relationship.
And that is the end of our podcast.
Thank you.